Let's turn our Bibles to Genesis 28. Genesis chapter 28, verse 10 through 17. Genesis 28, 10 through 17. Then Jacob departed from Beersheba and went toward Haran. He came to a certain place and spent the night there because the sun had set. And he took one of the stones of the place and put it under his head and lay down in that place. He had a dream, and behold, a ladder was set on the earth with its top reaching to heaven. And behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give it to you and to your descendants. Your descendants will also be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in you and in your descendants shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Behold, I am with you. And will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. He was afraid and said, how awesome is this place! This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. Let's pray. God, thank you for this morning. Thank you for the word. Thank you for your presence, God. We worship you. We praise you in this place. And I thank you that you are here in this place, God. We welcome you. We worship you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We know this story. We know the story of Jacob, how he deceived his father and his older brother and stole the blessing from his father Isaac. And because of that, his older brother Esau is furious, and he wants to kill his younger brother Jacob. So his mom sends him all away. He says, you know, your brother's going to kill you. You better go to my brother's place, so Jacob's uncle's place. So Jacob's on his way, and he is on the way to go back to Haran, where his uncle Laban lives. And he has this encounter with the Lord. And this morning, we'll just tell you a little EMP secret. Some mornings, Pastor Sam will text us in the morning and say, hey, I'm not able to come to EMP. Somebody cover for me. So now you guys know, sometimes we get that text at 6 o'clock in the morning and we start praying. And we go, okay, Lord, what is it that you want to say? And so other times he'll let us know in advance, so we'll have more time to prep. But this morning was one of those mornings, and I was just praying. And I said, God, you know, please. I was up at 5 because our baby started crying. And I was up at 5 and I started praying. I got the text at 6 and I started praying. And I was just going to speak on this passage based on you know, how God gave Jacob this promise even before he had become a man of God, right? Because at that time where God speaks to Jacob, Jacob is a deceiver, right? He is living in his old identity, right, of deceiving, trying to take over his brother and usurp his, you know, authority as the elder brother. And he's just in a bad place. He's willing to do anything he can to get that blessing, to get ahead. And at that place, and he's a coward running away from his older brother, and God speaks to him and says, I will bless you. I am with you. I will never leave you. Your descendants will have this land, and you will have this land, and you will be a blessing to the whole earth. Right? This is beyond who he is at this time, and yet God speaks to him, and he gives a word of promise. And I was just going to speak on that, how God, you know, sees us prophetically. You know, that no matter where we're at, God didn't give Jacob the name Israel in Genesis 32. He didn't just think of that in Genesis 31 and say, I'm going to give you a new name. His name was Israel from the beginning, right? But he just didn't know it yet. So when God sees you, he sees you in your future self. You might be struggling with whatever addictions or problems or insecurities or negative thoughts, and yet God says, no, you're a mighty warrior. You know, you're a son. You're my daughter. And I was going to preach on that, and so I opened up this passage this morning in the MTR and just started reading. But God pointed something else to me, so I'm going to speak on something totally different. So that's just a freebie from me to you. You can meditate on that on your own. But let's turn to the bottom verse, verse 16. Jacob awakes from his sleep, and he says, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. He was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? There is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. And that's, I believe, the word for you this morning. That God is in this place, and some of us don't even realize it. Surely God is in this place, and we did not know it. This morning as we come to EMP, what if God is in this place, right? What if God is in this sanctuary, and we just come because we're going through the motions, you know? Because we have to be here. For some of us in the staff, we have to be here. So we come to EMP, or we just go through the motions. We know PSAM wants us here at EMP at least once a week. So we come. But what if God is in this place and we don't even expect anything? You know, we just come. Yeah, EMP. We do this, you know, every week, every day I'm here. And we don't realize that this is an awesome place, you know? It's a holy place. It's a gate of heaven, and God is here, and we don't recognize it. We don't realize it. Pastor Sam talked about spending time with God this past Sunday, and he named it The Place, right? And recently, my place has been the MTR. Because I have a 30-minute train ride now, because now that I'm living in Tongchong, and it's, you know, the Tongchong is the last station, so I'm guaranteed a seat. So I sit down, and I have half an hour, relatively quiet, so I open up my Bible, and I spend time with God. But rarely do I really meditate and think about the fact, you know, what if God is right here with me in the MTR, as I'm reading my Bible, as I'm praying, as I'm coming to work, what if God is in this place and he's speaking to me and he is, you know, right there next to me, and he I just don't think like that. I just think, oh, I'm just going to go through my motions of, I'm going to get through my five chapters a day, you know, go through some lists of prayers. But I don't realize, man, the living God, the Father, is in this place and he wants to speak to me. He wants to minister to me. He wants to show me, guide me, direct me on where to go. Bob Sorge is an author. You can look him up, Bob, B-O-B, Sorge, S-O-R-G-E. And he has a book called The Secrets of the Secret Place. And basically, it's a whole book talking about spending time with God, doing your quiet time, being with the Lord. And one of the secrets that he tells us in the book is, the Father is in the secret place. And he looks at a few verses that Jesus says about when you give, when you pray, don't do it in public. You know, don't do it to be heard by people, but do it in the secret place, because your Father who is in the secret place will see you, will hear you, and he will answer you. And so the secret that Bob Sorge gives us in that book, one of the first ones I think that he gives, is the Father is in the secret place. And so he says, whenever you go into your room or whatever your place is, and you close that door, and you get into that secret place with God, he is there. No matter how you feel, right? It's not dependent on, oh, I feel the presence of God. I feel the tingly sensation, you know, I feel that warmth in my heart. But whether you feel that or not, the Father is in the secret place. So you're guaranteed when you go into the place with the Lord that he is right there with you, right? And when you have that assurance, it's helpful. Because sometimes you don't necessarily feel anything. You're reading the word, but you don't hear God's you know, the now word for you from that time. But you can rest assured, no, the Father is in this place. You close that door, and you get into that secret place with God. Your secret place could be here, right? You kneel before the Lord, or you sit before the Lord, and you open up the scriptures, and you block out everything else, and that's your secret place with God. You are guaranteed God is here with you. And that's an awesome place. As Jacob says, how awesome is this place that God is here? And as God gives Jacob a word about his identity, his future, you know, God wants to give you a word in the secret place. So this morning, as you come before God, think about that. What if God is in this place and you don't realize it? And the second point I want to make is your challenging circumstances. You know, that the things that you're going through that is very difficult at this time, what if God is in that place? What if God is in this thing that you're going through? Whether it's a family situation or a work situation or a relationship situation. So as many of you know, I just became a father about a month ago, almost exactly 4 weeks ago. 4 weeks ago at this time, our child would have been about 8 hours old, right? And so I've become a parent, and one thing I can tell you, I don't know very much about parenting, but one thing I can say is it's tiring. It's very tiring, even though many of you know our baby is apparently, compared to the other babies, is very calm and a relatively easy baby, so praise God for that. But still, it's very tiring, and much more tiring for my wife than me. But, you know, we're not getting enough sleep, and it's difficult. But what if in this difficult time, you know, God is in this thing? You know, God is in this difficult challenge that I'm going through, and he's doing something, and he's showing me something, he's teaching me something. This morning, I was praying, and I feel like God gave me the word Philippians 4:13. This is the first time where I feel like, man, I'm really holding on to this word. You know, I feel like people throw out that word in inappropriate situations. You know, athletes will say, I can do everything through Christ who strengthens me. And they're not really, I don't know if God really cares that you win a championship or not. Maybe, I don't know. You know, like, you know, when we did Dragon Boat training, we would quote Philippians 4:13, I can do everything through him who gives me strength. I don't know if you're really saying it in the context that you're meant to say it, but this time I really feel like, man, I need God's strength to be a good parent, to be a good father. And I quote that. I quoted that this morning to myself, and I said, I can do everything. My wife can do everything through Christ who strengthens me, through Christ who strengthens her. But God is in this thing to help us grow and to help us draw nearer to him. Whatever challenging circumstance you're going through, whether it's your work and you have a difficult boss and you feel like you're being treated unfairly, but you kind of have an inkling that maybe God has placed you here. God is in that thing. And he wants to speak to you through this thing that you're going through. Your challenging relationships that you're in the midst of. God is in that thing and he's showing you something. He's leading you. He's drawing you nearer to him through this thing that you're going through. God speaks in the wilderness, right? This is very interesting. I was looking this up this morning. And I had heard this from Pastor Sam. You've probably heard it. In the Hebrew language, the word for desert is actually very closely related to the word speak. Right? And I'm not a Hebrew expert, and I didn't really understand it, but it actually looks like the same word in Hebrew. When you look at the word desert, and you look at the word to speak. And so the obvious connection is that it's in the desert, it's in the wilderness that God, that you hear God speak to you much louder. So you might be going through a difficult thing, but what if God is in this place? You know, what if God is in the thing that you're going through and you don't even realize it, and yet you're just complaining and you're just focused on the circumstances and you're, you know, just frustrated with what is going on. But you don't turn your ears, you don't turn your eyes to the Lord in this time. In Hosea chapter 2, verse 14, God says, therefore, behold, I will allure her. Her is Israel. I will allure Israel, and I'll bring her into the wilderness. And I will speak kindly to her. Right? God brings her to the desert, to the wilderness, so that he can speak to her. So I just want to suggest to you, maybe, I mean, I believe it's God's word for you, that when you're going through a difficult time, it's not just a random thing that's happening, but God is in it. And he's speaking to you, and he is drawing you closer to himself. Okay, so let's meditate upon that. Andrew is going to lead us in a song, so let's just pray. Holy Spirit, come. Thank you, God, for this word. God, Jacob was in the place of God, the house of God, and he didn't realize it until he had a vision. And I pray, God, that you will open our eyes and help us to see this morning as we come before you to early morning prayer that you are in this sanctuary, that you are in the seat right next to us, God, that you are here to speak your word, God. You're here to speak your powerful word, God. The voice of the Lord breaks cedars. The voice of the Lord will break the lies of the enemy in our lives, God. There is power in your word and in your voice. And I pray that we'll be able to hear your voice, God. Hear your word, to feel your presence, God, and know that you are here next to us, God. And for those going through a difficult time, I pray, Lord, that they'll see the presence of God in it. The work of God in it, then you will draw us closer and speak kindly to us, God. Amen. Let's sing this song.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. You are my desire.
you, God. Draw us closer to you. Help us to know that you are near. Let me just read for us Psalm 28, verse 1 through 2. To you, O Lord, I call, my rock. Do not be deaf to me. For if you are silent to me, I will become like those who go down to the pit. Hear the voice of my supplication when I cry to you for help, when I lift up my hands toward your sanctuary. God, if you are silent to us, God, we will become like those who go down to the pit. God, we need your voice. We need to know, God, that you will hear us, that you are with us, God. That you haven't left us, Lord, and I pray it's good to get a word about that, but I pray that each individual, each person hearing this message would be able to feel your presence, God, that they would know that you hear their cries, God. That you won't be deaf to them as we come into your sanctuary, Father. So come, God. Thank you. Draw us closer and help us to know that you are near, God. I thank you for that song. Thank you, God. Let's pray. Let's pray for our friends. They really need to know that the presence of God is with them, that God is not deaf to them, that God is listening and he hears their supplications and their cries, and that God is in it with them as they go through this difficult time. So let's pray for our friends going through cancer and chemotherapy. Let's pray with faith and love. Let's pray for them. Let's pray for our second slide. Let's pray for those that need salvation as well as healing from an illness. Let's pray for God's power and God's love and God's healing upon our friends. Let's pray for just various infirmities. Let's pray for God's grace over our friends and their family members. Just a praise report. I mean, Pastor Ricky shared last week, but Pastor Ricky's grandma was on the slide before, but she's recently received Jesus as her Savior, so she's on this list, on this other list now, so praise God. Let's go to the fourth slide. Let's pray for our friends waiting for work. Let's pray for God's blessing for them, and that God will draw them closer to Himself in this time of waiting, time of maybe a time of wilderness for some people. Let's pray that God would minister to them in this time. Let's pray for the Tuesday prayer focus. Let's pray for Hong Kong. Let's just pray for this city. Let's pray that God's Spirit will move in this land. Let's pray for our government. Let's pray for, you know, the opposing parties and just the turmoil and the tension that is in this city. Let's pray for just God's grace over the political situation here. Pray for... let's pray about the wealth gap. Let's pray that something will be done regarding that in the city. Let's pray for the churches and for revival. Pray for all these different ministries. Let's pray especially for the young people of Hong Kong, that they will find a hope that outside of academics and money. So let's pray for the truth of God for them. Let's pray. Let's pray for our staff. Please pray for Pastor Sam. He's not feeling well this morning. So let's pray for just strength for him. I know he had a pretty crazy schedule for the past few weeks. So let's just pray for healing and full recovery. And let's just pray for strength for him. And pray for the rest of the staff. Just that we will be able to really draw near to God, that we will do our quiet times and spend time with the Lord and fall deeper in love with God, and that we would be united as a staff, that we would work hard to build God's kingdom here in our church and in this city. So let's pray for the staff. Let's pray for our worship sound and AV team. Let's pray for a heart of worship, heart of excellence, and the real heart to serve the church. Let's pray that they would have a private devotion to God, before we come up on Sunday to lead our congregation publicly. So let's just pray for our team members. Let's pray for our hospitality team, the welcoming team, and the barista team. Let's pray for joy and love and friendliness. Supernaturally, the people will just feel the love of God through their ministry. And there's a meet and greet this Sunday for the for our church members that are kind of new. So let's pray for a really great time in that place. Let's pray. Let's pray for our house churches meeting, the Tuesday house churches. Pray for an awesome time. Let's pray for our leaders and for the hosts, and that it'll be a meaningful discussion and a real time to meet with God. So let's pray for this time. Thank you, God. Thank you for your presence. Thank you that you are here in this place, God. Help us to recognize it and to realize it, Lord, that this is an awesome place, God. And as each person goes to his or her workplace, let them recognize and realize that you are with them, God, wherever they go, Lord, and help them to hear your voice in each and everything that they do, God. All of us, Lord, each and everything that we do throughout today, God, that we'll be aware of your presence next to us, and give this day to you. Let it be pleasing to you, God, and bless our spirits to connect to Holy Spirit, and that the Holy Spirit will lead our body and our soul, God. Thank you, Lord. We give this day to you. We love you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Have a great day today, and we'll see you guys tomorrow.